My wife, she notices all the little details. You know, I get tickled at different people that are different places, you know, whenever, I mean, I'm involved in getting the word out. Amen. And, you know, other people, like my wife, you know, she, I know God sent her to me for a purpose, you know, because if I have anything out of order, a tab off on a shirt, she's got to tell me. She wants it to be perfect. And I said, honey, I'm only interested in getting the word out. You know, I don't care really how I look. But then when I go places and I see men and women, boys and girls, say, man, do I watch you on television? Do I love your shows on television? And you're always dressed so sharp and so nice. I think, okay, God, okay, okay, Lord. Thank you for sending me this woman. Because when I went out to GLC the first time to make 15 television shows, she went with me. I was going to take one suit. You know, I mean, I was going to make 15 shows that were going to show 4 to 6 times a week for the next 15 weeks. And I was going to take one suit. My wife said, you can't do that. I said, well, how many do I need? 2? She said, how many shows are you going to make? I said, 15. She said, we need to take 15 outfits. I said, what? It'll take another car to carry all that stuff. But we took it. And I changed clothes 15 times for 15 shows. Boy, that's a bunch in 2 days, you know it? But see, God knows what He's doing, doesn't He?
Amen.
And of course, I will have to tell you, we got to see God do a lot of awesome things. I won't take up all the time to tell you about them. But we did get to see God do so many wonderful things. And of course, the pastor's sister, she was 37 years old. She was on oxygen, had been the last 2 years. And after repenting of her sin, she had been sick with a lung disease since she was 17. Had no idea her sin is what caused this problem. She repented of her sin. We prayed for her, and the Lord healed her right there. And she was able to take her oxygen off and breathe perfectly normal with no problem. You know, so we serve a mighty God, you know. And, of course, the greatest blessing to me, and it brought tears to my heart, and it wanted me to have a desire to do more fasting and praying and walk closer with God. Because on the front row, there was a family came from Artesia or somewhere. I don't know where they came from.
Hadley.
Where, honey?
I don't know. Her name is Hadley.
Oh,
Hadley.
Hagley?
Hadley.
Hadley. And this little girl, how old was she? About 10?
Maybe.
10 or 11. And she was handicapped. She was born that way. Born handicapped. And when she came in, they brought her in a wheelchair, of course, and then set her down in a seat on the front row. And she asked her mother if her mother would, or grandmother, her grandmother, I mean, not her mother, her grandmother and grandfather brought her and from some other city. And she asked grandmother if she would ask me if I would come over and hold her hand. And so when her grandmother come and asked me, she said, my granddaughter, she watches you all the time on GLC. And she has ordered your tapes and DVDs, and she listens to them all the time. And I went over there, and I knelt down in front of this little girl, and I saw the love in her heart. And she said, will you just hold me tight? I reached up and grabbed that little tiny thing. And I prayed for her. And I kissed her. I told her how much I loved her. And I thought, here's a little 10-year-old girl that loves me because I teach God's Word. I'm telling you, only God knows how much I wanted to see her walk off right there when I prayed for her. But she didn't. I know He's able to do that. You know, and I know that she came into the world in sin. I know that her mother and daddy were not serving God and they were out there doing stupid things they wasn't supposed to be doing. And then this little girl came into the world. And now then the grandparents are having to raise her because obviously the mother and the father don't want her. But she's precious. She's precious. I don't know what I'm going to have to do. to get to the point that I can see God raise up little children like that. But if He'll let me live long enough, I'm going to figure it out. And I'm going to get there. I want to see His glory. I don't want nobody to see me. I want them to see Him. I work for Him. It's Him and His glory that's doing these things for people. And when I look at people, I think about what sin does to us. I mean, that second morning in Hobbs, I went up to the little restaurant there in the hotel to have breakfast, and I was sitting there, lots of people in the place, and I watched a man bring his father into the restaurant. I don't know how old the man was. He might have been 75 or 80 years old. I don't know. But he looked at least that old. Or maybe a little older. I don't know. But the man could barely walk. He walked with little bitty steps. He took a quarter of a step at a time. He had a cane. He was all bowed over. His hands were all gnarled and twisted. And this arm had been cut off, and he had a false hand on here. And I thought, I know exactly what caused that man's problem. Sin. That man didn't walk with God. That man probably don't even know God. He has been judged by the King of the universe, and all the bad things that happened to him because of his sin. I don't even know who he was, but I know I'm right. I know I'm right. Because I know what the book says. Today, I'm going to talk to you about this God that we serve, and I'm going to talk to you and show you that this God, which is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and I'm going to show you what He says He will do under His law, under the old covenant, and then I'm going to move over to the new covenant, and I'm going to show you that in the new covenant, He confirms exactly what He said in the old covenant. We're going to start in Leviticus chapter 26. In Leviticus 26, I want you to know, as I look around and see the devastation. In fact, I turned on CNN News in the hotel a little bit and watched a few little news parts. And one of them, when I turned it on, the governor of Ohio was talking about the devastation that has come upon the state of Ohio. And, of course, the winds and the tornadoes and everything else has done devastating damage in that state. I know because Cheryl's daughter, her husband, he's an insurance adjuster, and he's been called out to go up there to do cases because there's so much devastation in the state. And then, of course, you move over into Missouri, you know, where the Mississippi has run down through there and it's washed away whole towns. You know, so I'm going to tell you that after what I'm going to read to you today out of Leviticus 26, you're going to see that God is judging this country. Amen. Now, then, in Leviticus 26, let's start at verse 1. I want you to see this. Number 1, He says, "You shall make no idols nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image. Neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God." Now, there's a lot of people would ask you a question. Would you have a picture of Jesus in your home? I said, no. There is no pictures of Jesus. Somebody said, well, you know, we have a little idol and we call that Jesus. No, that's not Jesus. Somebody will tell, well, you know, there was artists back in those days. There was stone gravers back in those days. Why isn't there an image of Jesus? If we had some stonemason somewhere, I mean, when I went to Cairo, Egypt in 1977, I flew down to Aswan and Abu Simbel and all those places, and I looked at the Egyptian temples that have been standing there for 5,000 years, and there is stone idols of the pharaohs that go back 5,000 years. And it was amazing to me that every time they would raise up an idol there, that those things were huge. I mean, 50 feet tall, stone, that they carved out a picture of a man, their Pharaoh. And then when that Pharaoh died and another one took over, the first thing he did went back and somebody tear off half the face of that one so you couldn't recognize him very well. They loved each other, didn't they? But they're all over the place. Now, then, man has been very capable of making images and pictures. I mean, yes, only 2,000 years ago. Could somebody have painted a picture of Jesus? Sure they could. Why did no man have any movement on his heart to paint a picture of Jesus? Because the king said, you'll have no pictures of me. You'll have no graven images of me. So he didn't move on anybody's heart. If he'd have wanted an image of him, everybody that he wanted to do it would have been out there to carve a stone image of him. But he didn't want it. He told us not to have one. Just think. Look at what they've done with the Shroud of Turin. I mean, men have killed for that shroud. I mean, they have done all kinds of things, and they said that was supposedly the grave cloth that Jesus was buried in. I'm going to tell you that's a lie. You know why I can tell you that's a lie? Because the Scripture says they wrapped him with cloth and covered him with 100 pounds of myrrh and aloe. And they tore the cloth in strips. Now then, the mummification that I saw in Egypt, I don't know whether the Egyptians taught the Israelis to do that or the Israelis taught the Egyptians to do that, but probably the Israelis taught the Egyptians how to do that more than likely when they were there. And they learned how to embalm because they were doing that in the New Testament. And so when somebody died, especially somebody special, they would take them and take all these strips of linen and all this myrrh and aloe, mix it together, and after they wrap your body with it, it becomes a nice, hard, firm thing. And those cocoons that those people were wrapped in, I saw mummies in the Museum of Science in Cairo when I was there that were 5,000 years old that were still completely, perfectly intact.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.